Good evening, everyone. This is John Burgos, and welcome to tonight's edition of Beyond the Ordinary Show. And well, I don't know why this is coming up, but it feels like we're going to have a party with the Ascended Masters. And it's so funny for me to say that. It just like came out of nowhere, but I'm so excited about today's call. And Rosarion and what's going to be brought in and channeled. And I think we're going to be in for some surprises, as I'm sure we're going to be led through some kind of process. But it hasn't been revealed to us yet. So I want you guys to hang out for that because it feels so good right now. I can feel the essence of it, but I can't tell you what it is. And sorry, I'm keeping the secret. So we're just going to have to hang out and just float in this beautiful energy that's going to be provided during today's call. So Sarion is going to take live calls. He's going to channel some great information, and we'll get to those calls a little bit later. But Sarion's going to talk about breakthroughs in the superdimensional field, which I am so excited about this because so much is changing. And I don't know if it's changing necessarily, so much is coming into our awareness that we're ready to start receiving. So Sarion's going to do a whole bunch of things, including helping us how to clear our mind of psychic debris and connect with the clarity that we need. We're going to discover a breakthrough potential for multidimensional communication. We're going to open our inner senses into the new superdimensional field, connect with the realm of non-duality. This is huge, guys. And tap into peace energy and access the new energy showing up in the portals of the earth. It's been a while since Sarion's been on, too long. And I'm so excited for what's going to be shared. So, again, he is also going to take live Q&A. So anyone who wants to ask your question, take advantage of this time with us. Press star 2 if you called in on the phone or raise your hand so that I can see on my side that you want to participate. And you can also type your question onto the webcast page, which is, if you're listening to this call on the live page, I have to scroll down a little bit and find a box in there to allow you to type in your name, email address, or your information and type in your personal question so that we can choose those questions in the queue as well. And so without further ado, let me give you a little background information about Sarion and we'll get started on the call. So Sarion is a web author, channel, and international speaker whose workshops, conferences, and private readings have touched the lives of people throughout Europe, the United States, Canada, Mexico, Australia, and the Middle East. Sarion's lifelong devotion to the practice of channeling has led to extraordinary breakthroughs in consciousness that have helped make the invisible realms a much more accessible experience for his audience. Sarion is also a tremendous resource as a private reader. His gift of spiritual discernment is priceless, according to his clients. Sarion is an amazing intuitive reader, is what many, many, many of his clients write. My session unlocked some things that I needed to remember and blocked some things that I needed to flow. He has powerful gift of insight, and when it's directed at you personally, the results are tremendous and profound. And what a fantastic testimonial, Sarion. And it's no surprise that you receive glowing reviews like that and so many more. And thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Yes, thank you. I'm very excited to be here, especially because I see so many positive shifts energetically happening in the world. And so I always love having the opportunity to come on your show every, so often and sort of unload the good news of everything that's coming our way energetically.
So you're dumping divinity on us. I love it. I love it. So let's get into this. You're talking about the superdimensional field. What do you mean by that?
Well, before I get into the superdimensional field, I want to just, kind of wind the clock back, because actually for several decades of, traveling out of body, I've been witnessing certain things from the other side. I remember all the way back in my early 20s when a very dear friend of mine crossed over, and I was having visitations with him, and over the months and the years, he started sharing with me how the dimensions were getting closer together. It was getting easier for him to be in the density from his side and to communicate with me in the physical. It wasn't very easy in the beginning, but he said that the dimensions were merging together and they could see it happening and feel it happening from the other side. Of course, on our side, the vibration is going up, and that's part of what's causing it. The Earth's Kundalini energy is activating. That's also forming part of the bridge. Now, all of these years later, we have hit this new point in the process where it's what I call the superdimensional field. It is dimensional energy as opposed to relational energy. There's oneness energy that connects us together in a relational way, that is bridging our hearts and minds into a state of wholeness with the global organism. And then there is this dimensional energy, which is a resonance that creates a bridge between the dimensions, allowing information and light and awareness and spiritual current to flow back and forth, which is allowing communication to open up with greater ease. So, you know, probably many of you have seen people play crystal bowls. I've been really into working with crystal alchemy bowls lately. And what I tell people when I do the workshops is that when you create a sound, you know that the sound ripples out spatially. But what people don't always realize is that the sound also creates a bridge between the dimensions. It also ripples up into the higher vibrations. There are overtones that are occurring that go beyond the audible range and then also up into more subtle vibrations of reality. And when we create sacred sound like that, with the intention of creating a multidimensional bridge, then higher beings are able to use that sound to help build the bridge from their side, working through that ladder of frequencies to step down awareness and energy and light from the higher dimensions through the resonance of that sound bridge. Well, the energy is getting so strong, the superdimensional field is getting so strong that even without using tools for creating sound in that way, it's getting easier to just align with a multidimensional bridge that is becoming more and more present because it is opening up through the portals of the earth. And we're also getting a lot of help from the angelics, from the ascended masters, and it means that it's becoming possible to make breakthroughs in terms of opening our channels, opening our chakras, connecting with our guides, experiencing all kinds of different forms of multidimensional communication that bridge our consciousness with other families of consciousness and in other realms. And there are a lot of different kinds of healing potentials opening up as well. It's getting easier for us to heal ourselves as a result of this energy, because it's easier for us to receive what is being sent down to support our healing and our activation. So we're just basically talking about a lot more ease, grace, and flow in the energy coming from the realm of the masters and reaching us.
That's beautiful, Sarian. What would you say to someone that doesn't feel connected to these realms, to these fields, that think they have a problem accessing the information that's coming in?
That's a really good question. One of the things that I have been telling people in the most recent series of talks that I've been doing is that it doesn't matter if you're blocked. You can still channel and access the guides even if you feel totally blocked and shut down. A lot of people wouldn't even attempt to connect with their guides because they think, I'm blocked, I'm shut down, I can't feel anything, so there's no way I'm going to be able to bridge the dimensions of my consciousness. But that's actually not true. I found that to not be true over the many years of doing this work and development as a channel, because I had such a drive, such an intent, such a desire to make the connection, and yet I also very often would find myself feeling extremely blocked, thinking that I couldn't do it. And this was even after I got to a point where I was seeing clients, I was channeling for people over the phone, I was seeing clients in person. I would sometimes feel so extremely blocked going into a session, thinking that there's no way I'm going to be able to do this. But then the moment I put myself in the position to serve, the energy would start to flow, and I would find that whatever blockage I had would get healed and worked on and cleared up as I was doing the work. Now, even if you're not doing that type of work with people and you're just starting out on your own, the same thing applies. It doesn't matter if you feel blocked or shut down. That's actually the perfect time to formulate an intention to connect with your guides. When you are feeling blocked and shut down, because your guides can bring love and acceptance and peace and a divine spiritual embrace to that state of consciousness. So there's really no excuses. If you feel blocked and shut down, you don't feel you're psychic enough, those are all of the reasons why you would want to jump in and start learning how to swim, because you can do it no matter what. It doesn't matter whether you've had any training, and it doesn't matter whether or not you feel like you were born with psychic abilities, you can start out from absolute zero, no knowledge, no sense of your abilities whatsoever, and still make breakthroughs and make progress.
Well, it's really interesting for me, Sarnam, because for me personally, whenever we get into a space, I think intention is one of the biggest motivating factors that starts moving the field. And that intention, when it's driven from the heart, not from the logical brain, or even when it's merged with the higher mind and the heart, is what provides the mechanism for moving this information forward and having access to an intimate relationship with it.
That's exactly right. I did a whole video on that exact subject, and I was telling people that you can start from nothing, no awareness of your ability to connect, and if you just have the intention to open that doorway, it will begin to magnetize and attract to you the healing energies, the support, the attention of your guides. And over time, it may not happen right away. I know for me, when I first formulated the intention that I wanted to learn how to channel, it was still many, many months before I had a really noticeable experience of contact with a guide. But when I looked back and noticed all of the little synchronicities and signs and things that had happened along the way, I realized that that intention to connect was the thing that started the ball rolling and started the gathering of momentum. And there were actually things that happened along the way where the presence of the guides were coming into my life, but I had not fully received it yet. I hadn't received an activation or an opening, but they were there and they were starting to make themselves known in little ways.
Yeah, and that's how it starts happening. And you start noticing those more and more. And again, it's that intimacy that I referred to earlier. Once you start developing relationship with this and just notice even the littlest of things, it snowballs into something where you access more. Or again, you go deeper into, again, the co-creation that's happening and the facilitation that comes through the synchronicities, the information that you have access available. It's really quite profound, and it really provides a guidepost on how to live truly the purpose that we came here to live. So it's quite amazing. So with all this, Siren, what are some of the new breakthrough potentials that you're noticing?
Well, the one that I've been focusing on quite a lot is the fact that the realm of non-duality is more accessible to us than ever before through this super-dimensional field. I realized not all that long ago that there was a particular goal that I wanted to really aspire to and work on within myself, which is to reach a state of consciousness where I no longer project into the realm of duality. I no longer project a resonance of duality so that I'm no longer attracting any experiences of duality. I am only in a state of unity consciousness. I'm aware of my projections. I'm able to rein them in if I do start to project in any way that contains duality. And I wanted to really attain that state of consciousness and make it permanent. As soon as I started to focus on that, all of this divine support started showing up, and I began to feel the presence of that realm of duality. It almost felt like a hat had been placed on my head that is the hat of non-duality, my, you know, thinking cap at a higher level of consciousness. And I found that I could access it more and more easily all the time. So I would go into meditation, and I would start focusing on becoming aware of my projections, especially if I was triggered in some way. And I would find that it was easier to identify and rein in my own projections of duality when I was also aligning with the presence of non-duality. And the thing is that this is a level of everyone's consciousness. We all have this. It's almost like a spinning chakra that's part of everyone's chakra system that's there. And all we have to do is align with it. And it's easier to access now than ever before. So when you align with it, the presence of the light of non-duality in the realm of non-duality, it counterbalances the energy of your projections so that it makes it easier to reel them in and reach that state of peace consciousness where we are just in a state of peace and we are not projecting. It's a very specific state of consciousness to not be projecting any form of duality. And you notice it when you get there. When you're there, it's like, oh, wow, this feels really different. This feels like a more enlightened state of consciousness. And then once you've had an experience of being there, even for a few moments, it makes it easier to recognize when you are living in a projection, when you're projecting, you know, victim consciousness or some type of duality in relationship to a person or a situation or whatever it is. I really want to inspire people to find their focus on this, almost like finding your focus on a chakra that's right there above your crown chakra. It's this beautiful white light. And when you have the intention of entering the state of non-duality, you will start to receive so much support. The reason why I started focusing on this in this teaching about channeling and how to make breakthroughs in channeling is that duality is one of the things that actually blocks people in their channels from reaching the guides. The guides live in a realm of non-duality. So if we're walking around and we've got a lot of duality in our consciousness, if we're, you know, mad at our boss or mad at our kids or upset with our, you know, our finances or, you know, with our spouse or whatever, we may feel in a state of total overwhelm in all of these different ways. And the duality energy that we hold in our consciousness that is sustaining our experience of that overwhelm and attracting to us the reflection of our duality, that's what blocks your channel. So if you can get into a state of non-duality and reel in your projections first, that opens the doorway to the realm of the guides. It allows your consciousness to go into a state of resonance with the guides. Very difficult to resonate with the consciousness of your guides if you're just in duality consciousness. So I can think of many times when I've actually been challenged, upset, sad, you know, had all kinds of emotions going on, worried about money, all of that, but I needed to do a channeling either for a person or maybe I was going to channel something for a class. So I sat down and I focused on the realm of non-duality, not even knowing that that's what I was doing. If I go years back, I realize now I've actually been doing this every time that I channel without knowing that that's what I was doing. But the guides will help you enter that state first because it's kind of like creating the preliminary handshake with the energy of the guides so that your mind pairs with theirs in a similar resonance.
Yeah, that makes sense. What are some of the things that our listeners can do, Sarion, to be more aware when they're functioning in duality and to get into that stage of non-duality and maintain there for as long as possible? So start building that muscle to do that.
Well, I always feel like the violet flame is one of the most profound tools that we can work with, but I actually feel that a lot of people invoke the violet flame and ask for its protection and support and healing, and yet they can still be holding on to victim consciousness and duality and holding attachments to things. And so it's like you are invoking this profound healing energy, but then you're not allowing yourself to receive it because you're not doing your homework first. So I think there's some steps that can be taken that can maximize and accelerate the link up with the violet flame. The thing is that the violet flame wants to help you transmute old forms of duality and attachment. But how can you even allow that process if you're not aware even of what you're holding on to? I find that the violet flame actually can be a mirror for you and can act as a teacher and guide to show you what your attachments are, to show you your projections. So what I would suggest to people is to work with the violet flame in this way, to formulate an intention to become aware of your projections, to become aware of the negative stories and negative assumptions that inform the projections that you're sending out that are attracting different situations that challenge you. When you have the intention to identify, become conscious of, and own your projections, to own your creation, to rise to another level of accountability with what you are attracting and creating in your life, when you're willing to own all of it and have no victim consciousness, that's when the violet flame can really work the magic, because the violet flame will accelerate your awakening into that next level of awareness of what your projections are and the nature of them and what you have attracted as a result of them and how to resolve them, what you need to let go of to resolve them. So when you take yourself through that kind of a process with the violet flame, you can move mountains in a very short period of time. It's all about intending to rise to another level of accountability with what you have created. And you can even still have victim consciousness in some areas of your subconscious mind or your wounded inner child, but if you have the intention to transcend it, knowing and embodying the wisdom that any form of victim consciousness is an illusion, then you can receive the magic of that violet flame working to transmute that energy, even if some parts of you are still holding on to that. If you have the will to break free from those kinds of attachments, then you'll be able to receive more healing. I actually had an experience just a short time ago where I got triggered by something. And for a short period of time, for a couple of hours, there was a bit of victim consciousness that came up. But because I know better, I immediately was focusing into the realm of non-duality, intending to rise to a new level of accountability, owning that I had asked for this, called it forth, created it for the benefit of my soul's learning and spiritual growth, and I was able to own all of it, to identify the projections, to heal from them, to let go of any fear, animosity, upset. And within a matter of hours, I had harvested all of these gifts from the experience of where I originally felt dishonored by someone. And it was amazing. It's getting easier to do this. The process of ascending into the realm of non-duality is getting quicker and quicker for those who are really dedicated to maintaining that and going there.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful, Sarion. And what wonderful access that we have. And this awareness is, it's huge because, again, as we leave the ignorance behind, we become awakened to what's necessary for us to reach the goals that we can feel that we're here to reach as souls. Like, that's our job. That's what we committed to this lifetime. And this information is being made accessible to us. One thing I do want to revert back to, and I want to go back to the initial part of the conversation, that yes, non-duality is really going to take you to like the super dimensional place where you're really going to skyrocket the communication you have with the other realms. But the truth is, Sarion, that again, even for the person who doesn't feel like they're connected, for the people who don't think they can function in non-duality at all because all the stuff's going on around them and they're in chaos and the world seems to be, you know, on fire all the time. The truth is that if we just go in with the intention of benevolence, when we choose to access information from the other realms and to connect with our guides, that's really the portal. And we can strengthen it over time. And we don't have to have this perfect place where we're not having judgment one way or another, because that's not really the world that we live in for most people, Sarion. I mean, what you're talking about is something that's accessible to every one of us, but that not a lot of people, I'd say 95% of the population or more, don't believe that they can achieve the state of being. And the fact is that we can. We're just, you know, people like you and other teachers that we have are illuminating this for us so that as mass consciousness, we can step into it with greater ease and enjoy the benefits that are available to us.
Yes. And on that note, I will also say that there are breakthroughs possible for us now in consciousness and in self-mastery that would not have been available to us centuries ago or even decades ago. And the reason why it's available now is because of the unified field. The unified field of oneness is growing and strengthening in the world. It's making it easier for the kinds of masters that have spent decades meditating in the forest and in caves and on tops of mountains to share the resonance of their mastery with us. You know, the interplane masters are able to simply gift us, like giving us a spiritual inheritance from the practices that they have utilize lifetime after lifetime. So it doesn't matter whether or not you have ever even meditated or achieved a trance state. You may have never practiced in your entire life. The ascended masters and the guides that you work with, they have mastered those states of consciousness, and they can simply share it with you. They can meditate your mind for you. I experience this all the time, because you might think that because I've made a life out of being a channel for people, that I'm like this super masterful meditator. But actually, I came into this learning process and this experience of channeling with just as much monkey mind as anybody else. And what I figured out is that I didn't have to figure out how to meditate and master meditation on my own. The guides were willing to help me to modulate the brainwave frequencies, to embrace the mind, to give you an attunement so that it actually becomes easier, because you're not doing it alone. Nobody is going to do this alone.
Yeah, there's so much support showing up, and support seen and unseen. But the thing is, you can feel it. Once you start tapping in, you'll notice a shift of energy. You'll notice something is happening. You don't have to know what it is. And I find the trick of it, sorry, for me, is to, when that information starts flowing in, when I feel the change starting to happen within my body, one of the best things that I start doing is to not put the brakes on it by trying to intellectualize it, or by trying to make something of it and letting it flow, right, knowing that I wouldn't implode as the energy kept moving through me.
Right, right. I had an experience just a few days ago where I was doing my morning meditation, and the presence of a master came into my awareness, into my consciousness, and it's like he put his meditative state into my mind, and he was steadying me into a higher meditative state, a deeper meditative state than I had experienced in years. And he was just sharing with me the benefits of his strength and mastery to imbue more of that into me, which then made it easier. And it's actually felt even easier to go deeper ever since then. And that was just a few days ago. So those kinds of breakthroughs and divine manifestations and gifts and blessings from the masters and our teachers and guides are going to start coming faster and more often and more intensely. They're more available than ever before. And the work that I do is to facilitate people to receive those. There's something else that you mentioned that reminded me of, you were talking about just how turbulent the world is and how people can feel very affected by that. Well, at the same time that we're dealing with this turbulence, there's also a very profound gift that has begun to come online within the portals of the earth. And it's a gift of wholeness, a vibration of wholeness that was seeded into various portals. Now, most of the portals that I'm seeing this in are in the Middle East, in places like Egypt and Israel. Some of these things were seeded in the times of the ancient Egyptians, but there is a particular frequency of this wholeness that was anchored by beloved Yeshua, Master Jesus. And that particular gift of wholeness, it's been there all along, sort of like a time capsule. And I've seen visions of what this is going to look like when that time capsule fully opens. It's going to be like the full presence and consciousness of the living Jesus suddenly is spilling over into this time period through the portals, like there's a living link between the time periods. And I have started to see and feel and sense the opening of that gateway over the past few weeks. Wow. It's amazing, because it's coming through now like a trickle, but it's going to open up and become more like a flow of energy that just gets gradually stronger and stronger until it is like a river of golden energy that is bringing us and attuning us to a resonance of wholeness with the whole human being. That energy, now that it is becoming available, it's like a form of vibrational medicine that we can tap into that can help us to change our resonance to the energies in the world so that we are not holding as much resonance with the turbulence that's happening, but instead we are aligning with the incoming waves of this wholeness energy. So now that this doorway has started to open, the angels and the masters are connecting people in with this. All you have to do is ask your own angelic guides to connect you and align you with this gift and dispensation so that you begin to receive it and drink it in like a healing balm to activate your chakras with the energy of wholeness.
That's beautiful, Sarian. And that really takes me to a place, it's really an inspired place of hope and actually confidence of where we're heading, because a lot of times when you see the turbulence come up, it's because things are shifting.
Yeah.
And that scarcity consciousness, that chaos that's coming up, it's actually fighting for its life because it feels that there's something turbulent happened that's going to destroy its presence, if you will. Kind of like the ego fighting for its presence whenever you start getting into non-duality. Things are going to start coming up that are going to want to test and provoke and prompt you to do certain things. And it's the choice to step into that zone of not judgment, of benevolence, of what you're really aspiring to instead of the old, you know, paradigm of the fear and the scarcity and the turbulence. And it's really a function of choice now. And I really think that the things that are coming up in this world and the things that are being provoked are that seem dark are just really fighting for its identity as it's being shifted into the light in a whole different way.
Right. That energy of turbulence is something that we are all definitely going to feel that in this planetary shift. There's no reason to think that humanity as a whole is going to embrace this shift with open arms and knowingness about what's happened. A lot of people are going to go through this not understanding what's occurring. And yet, those of us that have been informing ourselves and empowering ourselves and preparing ourselves and opening to receive this and choosing it and broadcasting the opportunity of this shift through our consciousness, through our focus on unity consciousness, we are going to be able to sail through this experience like we are sailing on calm waters, even while we're watching, you know, turbulence all around us. I actually had a vision just two nights ago that was very similar to one I had years ago, where I saw a tsunami that was coming. And the tsunami was just getting bigger and closer, and people are kind of freaking out, like, oh my God, where are we going to go? And everywhere you turn, the tsunami is there. There's no escaping it. Nobody can escape the changes that are coming. However, when you realize that this is nothing to fear, that these great waves of change that no one can escape are not destructive necessarily, unless you resist them, it can, you know, create destruction. But the essence of these waves is that they are waves of oneness. They are massaging humanity into an alignment with a oneness vibration. So I was seeing this just two nights ago, and I can actually feel that there are specific places in the world that are aligning with those energies, those incoming energies of oneness, collectively, more profoundly than, you know, other places. So there are some places that are going into extreme polarity, and then there are other places that are poised to have a more gentle and graceful shift and awakening into that oneness vibration, so that you know, those wow. particular populations can actually form a sort of a container to help channel and direct those energies to other places where the receptivity is opening up collectively.
And it's about receptivity. And that's what's happening with it. And again, it goes back to our intentionality. What are we intending? What are we looking for? It's so interesting. I love these conversations with you, Sarian. You know, I'd love to get into some live Q&A with the audience. And before we do that, I'd love it if you share, because you talk about talking to your guides and getting information from the masters. Tell us a little bit about who you communicate with or have a relationship with on the other side of the veil.
When I started out, the very first master that I was working with was Jesus, and then it just kept expanding from there. I connected with Metatron actually very early on, and Metatron became one of my teachers. And then eventually, all of the ascended masters, and I'm even talking about illuminated beings from many other cultures. I feel just as connected with some of the Hindu gods and goddesses that have appeared to me and have been my teachers as I do ones that are more familiar in the West. So I've been working with beings like Ganesha. In fact, I channeled Ganesha for a person just a few weeks ago. First time I had ever channeled Lord Ganesha for a person in a session, but it came through, and at this point, I actually am able to channel any guide. There's no limitations. I've been trained in such a way that my mind is now sensitive enough that I can pair energies with a completely unfamiliar guide. If somebody's guardian angel wants to come through, then I can allow that to happen and actually get the resonance of that completely different being that I've never met before. So even though there are ones that are very familiar that I work with a lot, like Saint Germain, the Master Kutumi, Mother Mary, I can pretty much channel anyone and anything.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, I love that you can identify who you're channeling, because for me, it's sometimes I can tell, but for the most part, I know that I'm getting a higher awareness and I'm getting information, but I don't necessarily know where it's being directed from. Again, sometimes it's so obvious for me, but most of the time well, for me, it doesn't necessarily matter because I can feel the tone, I can feel the information that's being given, and it feels so good to me that it's okay for me to put it out. That it's and so it's the feeling tone that I go with. How important is it to identify where the information is coming from?
Well, in the beginning, when I first started, I did not know who I was working with until I made a certain breakthrough. I knew there were guides around, but I didn't have names for any of them. And really, the very first time I ever even attempted it, I started to feel vibrations in my consciousness, but I didn't hear words, I didn't hear a name, I didn't know who this was, and it was kind of scary because I thought, what am I getting into? Maybe this is not such a good idea. I could lose control. Something could take over my body. And I found out that that's not the case. That's not how it works. When you have a pure-hearted intent to connect with the realm of the gods, there is protection there. And even the extent to which I have at times had psychic encounters with astral energy, even that was a part of my training. And it was allowed by the soul and the higher self as a part of my process of developing discernment. So looking back over all the experiences I've had with the full range of what's out there, I would say really there's nothing to fear. Now, if somebody is really attached to a lot of fear and addictions and victim consciousness and they haven't really done very much work on themselves, then yeah, I would suggest don't mess around with trying to contact the other realms unless you have a really pure-hearted intent to receive clear, true guidance from, the light of the Christ energy. Because I know some people try to just dabble with spirits, and just to kind of entertain themselves. If your goal is to entertain yourself, then yeah, there actually could be some real dangers. You don't know what you're going to attract. But if your intent is to connect with the angelic realms, they instantly can see that intent. It's like a searchlight beaming up into the heavens, and the angels are by your side supporting you to make the connection. And if any darkness tries to interfere, they can protect you, they can ward it away until you become strong enough to become aware of, what you need to do to not even attract that energy in the first place.
Wow, I love the way you presented that. That's so fantastic. Thank you, Sarion. And Sarion,
Yeah.
with that, let's start taking some audience calls. What do you think?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, guys, let's get going. So, oh gosh, okay, I'm going to go random on here. Let's go to our first caller from San Diego, California. Telephone number ending in 885.
Oh, thank you so much. This is Allison.
Hey, Allison, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Allison.
Oh, what a fabulous show. I love your shows. I watch them most every year. Watch them, listen to that. Listen to them most every
oh,
night out
it.
In the woods here. So my
it,
question
Allison.
Is, yes, I'm loving all the energy that's coming through. I'm so excited to expand and just expand. It's so exciting. But I'm undergoing some pretty big changes right now, and I just wanted to know, do you read energies, or do you just want questions about kind of general things?
You know, if you give me a little bit of an idea what's going on, briefly, yeah, I do read energy, and you may have a message for you for, you know, what's going on.
That would
but
be
yeah,
superb.
Keep it short and sweet, and then we'll see where we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, no, just completely short and sweet. Just moved from Southern California from 10 years. I'm in the middle of the woods in Tennessee, absolutely loving it, doing a little bit of work. And I've just been offered a job in Portland, Oregon, and I just wanted to kind of see if you had any feeling or if there's any message around that.
Well, so you're feeling conflicted about this because you just moved,
well,
but this is also...
Oh, no, but this move I knew was going to be very temporary. So I, other than the fact that I'm loving being in the middle of nature, I can do that in Portland.
Allison isn't conflicted. She already knows the answer, Sarion. That's so funny. Okay.
You know, there are some really profound earth energies in the area where you are right now. And I think that if you just be in a very present moment experience with those energies and soak up and absorb what that has to offer you, you know, there is a gift for you there. But I also can see the possibility of you being in Portland. And the thing is that I was going to say this earlier, that particular area of from Vancouver, BC, down to Seattle and Portland is one of the places on the earth that is positioned to absorb these incoming energies of oneness more collectively and more gracefully. There's more of a resonance to it there than most places on the earth. So that's going to be where a lot of this tsunami of oneness is really coming in and being well received and anchored by people. And I feel that you have a strong attunement to that. So, you know, it feels like there is some grace in positioning you in exactly the place where you're meant to be.
Thank you. And I agree, too, with the earth energy here. I built a beautiful medicine wheel, and I go out there and ground. It is really a beautiful little space right now.
That's awesome, Allison. Congratulations on your opportunities coming up and the options that you have. What a blessing, right?
Yes, options are absolutely wonderful, and you're absolutely right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Allison,
it.
For calling
bless,
in.
Bless you. Thank you.
I love it, Sarion. And what I love about what you said also is that, and I'll interpret a little bit differently and just put different words to it, is that Allison's in a particular place having a relationship with land. And any relationship that we have is meant to provide some type of awareness to us that facilitates us up stepping into our own divinity. So being there and having appreciation for where you are and being present with it, it's a big component of it. And then when you're done, you know you're done and you move on. And that happens in all types of relationships. So it's again, what a beautiful experience and what great advice. That you gave her for that. Thank you so much for that. It
right.
reminded
you know,
me.
Sometimes the change happens really quickly sometimes. You know, it's like you think you're settled somewhere and then, bam, another doorway opens. And we are being asked, many of us, to become very adaptable in our consciousness because that's what these turbulent times really are asking of us so that we can stay afloat. You know, and stay sailing on the calm waters when we are really adaptable in our consciousness and flexible and ready to move and shift and align with the next opportunity with very little resistance, then it will be smooth sailing and things will happen really gracefully and quickly.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing, amazing. I love these insights. All right, let's take another live caller here. Let's go to Reno, Nevada. Telephone number ending in 2371.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Kathleen.
Hey, Kathleen, welcome to the show. What's your question for Sarion?
Well, so I moved to California a couple years ago thinking that I could finally get my career going, and that didn't happen, so I at least am kind of staying there, but I'm back here in Nevada going to redo my licensing and see if I can get it going here again, and I'm feeling conflicted as to what exactly is going on.
So you're really not sure why this happened, you know, why you've kind of ended up back there. Well, there's a longer story there. Go ahead.
And before you even answer this, this is so perfect that this is coming up this way. And I don't mean perfect for you, but it's also such a, and not you, sorry. I'm sorry. What's your name again, the caller? I apologize.
Kathleen.
Kathleen, my apologies. This is such a great opportunity because what Sarion's talking about today and what he's teaching is really breaking through into accessing your own divine guidance. And it's so fun. And even with the earlier caller, I can feel that you guys already have the answers right there, right on the surface, and that you're not quite accessing it or aren't giving yourself enough credit for accessing it. So tapping into your own guidance, it's so available to you, and I can see it again in your field. And that's why I'm so excited to go through the special offer here a little bit later and other things that Sarion's going to be bringing in. But this call is so important. It's time to empower ourselves to receive this information. And Sarion is a fantastic guide and teacher and can facilitate so many people. It's really time to empower ourselves in a whole different way. And Sarion, I had to get on the pulpit and preach about that because it's so important. And if you want to answer the question, I'll stop.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I love your enthusiasm. And Kathleen, what I want to say to you is that a lot of times, you know, we have a vision of what we think our lives are supposed to look like. And, you know, we have our concept of what should work or what we think would work well, you know, and we're pursuing what we think is going to work. I actually feel like there is more fulfillment possible for you than what you have imagined is possible. And I think that one of the changes that's happening in your life is that you're reaching a point, I don't want to call it a breaking point, but it's certainly a point where it feels like there has been a bit of a breakdown. You know, your self-will, your plans have been compromised, and you don't have a clear direction. And this is where the divine can enter the picture more. This is where you can start living your life as a co-creation with the divine. A lot of people, most people, really turn to the divine, you know, whether it's God or, you know, divine oneness, whatever you want to call that. People will turn to God as the lender of last resort after they've exhausted every other way of trying to make their life work. And this is an opportunity to maybe let go of all of the plans and agendas and what you thought was your potential, what you thought was supposed to happen, or what you think is possible now, and become a blank slate and get comfortable momentarily with not knowing anything at all. You know, sometimes feeling like we don't know the way forward, we don't know what we're supposed to do, that's a really uncomfortable feeling. And I'm saying get comfortable with that. Get comfortable with the not knowing, because that's where you can actually leave more room for divine manifestation, for allowing the divine to come in and direct you, because you're no longer trying to do it on your own by yourself. So that's what my concern would be, is that there's still kind of a feeling of being alone in trying to figure this out, you know, trying to make this work on your own, and you could allow more room for the divine to come in and direct things and do this as a co-creation with you. You know, so that's what I would say about the situation. And yeah, I think there's a lot of room for miracles in your life still, you know, ways that you're not seeing. And you can also always ask, you know, what is the divine asking of me? You know, not like you know, what do I think is going to work? Like, you know, is getting this certification what I need to do? Do I need to move to some other location? You know, we're asking these things from our level of thinking. But when you toss out what seems logical or possible or workable from our human reference point, and you just start asking and praying for what is the divine asking of me? This is not my body. This is not my life. My life is none of my business. What does the divine want with me? And you really live into that question. It's amazing how much that sort of fogginess starts to clear up, and you start to see that there actually is a clear direction for you.
Mm. Kathleen, well, come back and listen to this. Yeah, come back and listen to this, because I think you're going to find more inspiration. I think your mind's still trying to take it all in. And so I want to invite you to come back and listen to the and sit through the rest of this call. I know there's a great download coming from Sarion, but it's allowed us to seep in, and don't put pressure on yourself to get it all now. And we'll send out the replay link a little bit later, but that was a fantastic question. And thank you so much for calling in. And good luck to you. You've got it figured out.
Yeah,
see it.
Yeah.
And sorry, something that you said really provoked something in me. Well, a lot of things that you say provoke something in me. But in this specific conversation, when we pray, when we ask, we've been taught through religion, through just the way that we grew up, through our parents and all the acculturation, that when we pray, that we ask the divine to meet us where we are. And I think the energies have shifted where it's truly divine is asking us to pray so that we can meet the divine where the divine is.
Yeah, yeah.
And to create from that space.
Well stated. Yeah, I would concur with that.
It's like, and again, we're being asked to see the divinity within us, and that we're not separate from it, but actually part of it, and part of the mastery that we can all achieve in this lifetime. We all have the potential, and the great possibility of doing that if we choose to. So again, it's just beautiful, beautiful times that we're living in right now. So I want to take this question from Marcy in Montana. And Marcy, thank you for asking this, because I'm curious also. And I didn't evolve the conversation as much as I should, because I want to get into some live calls, so this is perfect. So Marcy from Montana is saying that she'd love to hear more about the increased earth energies in the rest of the U.S. And one question that I have there specifically, sorry, and personally, is that do we have to be in one of those energy centers to receive the benefits, or is it just like an anchor point that's igniting other places as well?
But yeah, it is. There are anchoring points that are igniting other places. So it's all actually way more interconnected than we might imagine. You know, we don't have to live in a certain place to get the benefits for it. You know, wherever you are, that's where you need to be. That's where your soul needs you to be. And you're not, you know, missing out just because you're not in, you know, like one of the hot spots that you know, I or some other people might mention. The whole earth is shifting into oneness. The whole of the earth is being affected. You know, but there are some places where energies have been seeded into the portals. However, the way these portals work is that they are like broadcasting stations. They're like towers of light that are broadcasting the energies that were seeded there so that they can be received everywhere on the earth. This is one of the things that I have been talking about in this particular course, the Breakthroughs in Channeling course, because the very first thing that happened when I started channeling this course is that the masters brought in the energy of the earth and the earth's portals, and said the earth is going to be working with you during this process. And it's because the portals are lighting up. Imagine that all of these different energy points around the earth are like searchlights that are switching on, like towers of light switching on and broadcasting this frequency of the new earth and the new peace consciousness. It's like fountains of love, vibration, and wholeness opening up. And all you have to do is choose this energy as a new code of consciousness and open to receive it and ask to receive it. And you will receive whatever aspect of that wants or needs to come through you. Now, there's a whole bunch of other things happening, and I'm going to get to a few of them that are quite profound in terms of activations. But, you know, Marcy was asking about, like, specific places in the United States. You know, the biggest waves of energy that I see coming in actually seem like they are being received more powerfully in the far north, like Canada, and then are kind of sweeping down from there. And there's more receptivity in the north. What's interesting is that when I look at this globally, I actually see something similar in the southern hemisphere, where people living in Antarctica and New Zealand and Australia, like the, you know, southern portions of the populations in the world, there seems to be a resonance there as well to these incoming new energies, more profoundly than the you know, the places along the equator and the, you know, the Americas and the Middle East. You know, you see much more struggle and strife and conflict and political drama and, you know, and violence taking place in these areas. But in the far north and in the far south, I'm seeing the shift is happening in a more full and complete way there first, and then it's sort of closing in on these other areas. So that's what I see, but I actually do see a point where the shift has become global, and there literally is a new social ethic where people are living more in their hearts, and they are more intently focused on serving projects of world improvement and being aware of each other's needs and doing whatever it takes to help people fulfill their needs and to fulfill their dreams, where we are all looking out for each other. I see that kind of dynamic where everyone is kind of on the same page with empowering humanity's creative potential. And it's going to be unlocked more in, like I said, in like the far south and the far north, and it kind of will ripple into these other places until it's everywhere. So I wouldn't say that there's any one specific place or even certain, you know, key specific places in the United States, except, you know, I did see like Vancouver and Seattle recently. I saw a huge opening of receptivity there. And I'm kind of aware everywhere I travel that there are different codes of consciousness opening up in each place. There are really unique codes that have been seeded in all kinds of places, like in Colorado, for example. There are some very ancient codes of consciousness that were seeded there from many ancient civilizations. The mountains in Colorado, the Sangre de Cristo, the Rocky Mountains, it's almost like they have been a repository of codes of consciousness from many different ancient civilizations over the centuries. Many different deposits of energy have been placed there, and now they are all opening in sequence, like time capsules popping open and activating human consciousness, especially those people who were a part of those civilizations in other lives.
Yeah, so,
Hawaii,
so this is,
of course, is a pretty big major place as well, which I'm sure you can feel the energy there.
I certainly can, absolutely. It's beautifully intense. Which is fantastic. And so what all this is leading also is that, again, all this is happening because we're getting access, that we are being gifted access to these super dimensional portals, to super dimensional awareness. And by learning and having a relationship of how to tap in to receive the benefits of how these things that are occurring helping us to step into that divinity even further is really key. And again, that's why I'm excited also about the course that you're offering through Beyond the Ordinary. And I want to make sure that we take a few minutes to go through that, because step one is having the awareness that this is happening, guys, and knowing it's accessible to us. But then if you can know how to do it properly, if you have the proper instructions and the tools and the feeling tone around it and the support group and the consciousness around it, not just yours, but with other people who are doing the same thing, it's going to exponentially expand your ability to break through into this channeling and receiving the information. So I'd love if everyone that's listening on the call or on the replays right now, if you click on the special offer button that's on the webcast page. Once you click on that special offer button, you'll be taken to our marketplace. And in the marketplace, you'll find Sarion's picture. Click on his picture, Sarion Breakthroughs in Channeling. And once you click on it, it'll take you to the special offer page. And we're going to review that here in a second. If you haven't found the special offer button, you can type into your web browser, beyondtheordinaryshow.com/marketplace. Look for Sarion's picture. If you don't find it, click the refresh button on your browser. It'll be there, I promise. And again, once you click on this picture, it'll take us to that, to the promotional page for this offer. And it'll give you the opportunity to add to the cart and start receiving the downloads, including some other great information that Sarion is going to share. But Sarion, why don't you go through this and let us know what you created here and what you're hoping that people receive from this.
Well, I've been wanting to do a course like this for some time, but I never have an agenda as to like when or what it's going to be. I'm just kind of receptive to when it wants to happen. And I was so delighted when the download started to occur for this course. So this is called Breakthroughs in Channeling. And it's about the fact that we can make breakthroughs in multidimensional communication and connection with our guides easier than ever before. I think that this course had to wait until this time reference, because now is when all these portals are opening and activating. And so the course does tap into and utilize those energies and facilitate people to connect with them. That's one element of it. The thing about this course is that I think it really appeals to the kind of people who carry an intention inside of themselves to be a conduit for living information that empowers people. So even if you have never practiced channeling, if you're the kind of person that just has that intentionality in your mind and your heart, where you tend to want to step into the role of conduit and messenger and to empower people with love, light, information, maybe you don't know where this is going to go for you. Maybe you don't know how you are going to move into the full expression of your role and what your service path looks like. You know, maybe there's a lot that you don't know about your own potentials. What I do in this course is I really take you through every key insight that I have learned about our potential to function as multidimensional channels and conduits. I take you through so many different insights that reveal not only the different ways in which you can access the realm of the guides and to function and work as a conduit for the messages and awareness of the guides, but also ways of getting around your own conditions. So we do a lot of work to remove the conditions that people have placed upon their own connectedness, so that we really get around the self-created obstacles that people have been living with and dispel a lot of the illusions regarding that, so that we can really make progress in our connection with the guides. So this is a different kind of course than I've done before, because I had intended to start out with maybe just 4 classes. I've now done 5. And I've also been doing live workshops with the same Breakthroughs in Channeling theme. So I traveled out to Florida and I did some workshops there. I'm going to be going to Sweden next in the month of July and doing some workshops in Stockholm and Malmo. And they will also be under the same theme. So as I have been channeling for other groups of people, I am also adding some of those transmissions from the masters to this particular course. So I'm kind of in a process of building out this course with all of the different downloads that want to come through over this period of time as I'm working with this theme. So we actually have a whole new series of calls planned. We're going to do at least three more classes on the end of the summer after I get back from Sweden. And this is going to give all of the new people coming in to join this group an opportunity to co-create with the energy and the live activations and to participate in making their own breakthroughs in channeling. And I actually think that the second half of this course is going to be even more exciting than the first, because we're actually going to work with a process that will allow people to participate live and to channel their own messages for the group. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to open the opportunity of this course to your audience, John, so that the people who are really feeling the vibe about stepping in and becoming a part of this emerging council of all being that is being activated through this course, I wanted to give people the opportunity to participate live and to experience the activation through real, participation, not just listening, but actually channeling their own messages. Whether they share it with the group directly or not, it's going to be an activating experience for, everyone's channels to open up through what actually the Archangel Metatron has brought in to activate for this course. So Metatron's been a very big part of where this course is going. I did a class just 2 days ago, and Archangel Metatron came in and activated this sacred circle to connect us all together and to connect us with all of the different forms of group consciousness that we could potentially access in our channels. And it all became one council. It's a really an amazing process, wow. And I'm very excited about where this is going.
Wow. Well, this is exciting. And again, what you guys are going to receive in this package, this is rich in content and interactive content also. Again, like Sarion said, you're actually going to do your own thing also. So this is fantastic, Sarion. So with each of these weeks, you address some pretty amazing issues. So you actually go in and describe different forms of channeling. And you place an emphasis on awareness, the safety, and gearing up. And Saint Germain takes people through things. And then you have Metatron coming in on some things. And you have, again, the Ascended Masters are with you through different things. You get into the blueprints for awakening as a channel also. Again, this is fantastic. Everything that Sarion does is always so so properly aligned in detail so that you guys really are left empowered with so much information and really step into, like I said earlier, where I feel like I was preaching about, it's stepping into your own power and receiving this on a continuous basis, because we all have access to the divine portals now. So it's a fantastic offer, Sarion. It's $97, guys. There's a two payment option, a 30-day money back guarantee. It's truly a phenomenal offer that I hope that each and every one of you take advantage of. And again, you can go to this offer by clicking on the special offer button. Once you're there, you're on the marketplace, find Sarion's picture, click on the special offer button there, and it'll take you to this page where you can go ahead and add the course to the shopping cart and go through the easy checkout process. And sorry, and there's something we forgot to mention. And April, thank you for reminding me. People get to bring a friend.
Yeah, I was just about to chime in. I have never done that with any of my packages before, but I got this inspiration from the Archangel Metatron and the Masters just 2 days ago when I taped the last class. I'm going away for the summer, so that's the last one before I leave, but then we're going to do another series when I come back. And the inspiration came in that because the next section of the course is going to be more interactive, we want people to be able to actually practice working with the energies that we're activating with a partner if they want. So we are offering now a bring a friend option. If you register for this package, you can actually gift the whole course to one other person. So you want to feel out, maybe you want to talk to some people and see who might be interested in being your partner for the course. What the masters have always said is they actually really like people to do the courses with a friend or a partner because they like it when people discuss what insights are standing out, you know, what messages resonated or triggered or activated something for them when they're listening to the calls. And when you actually have somebody you can talk with about that and you can share back and forth, sometimes that actually will produce even more insights than what you initially gleaned from the call, because it is a kind of a holographic teaching. The masters are interacting with you directly as you're listening to these calls. These are very multidimensional classes. There is literally a multidimensional classroom that we connect with where our souls are participating in this work. So if you have a partner, and I hope people will take advantage of this opportunity, you may be able to, at the very least, discuss and share your experiences and awarenesses and insights. And hopefully, you may actually practice channeling some messages for each other. So we'll see how that goes. But after you register, we will contact you and ask you who you would like to gift the course to. And you just have to give us their email address, and then we can send them the link so that they can get registered. So really amazing opportunity. I've never done that before with any of my packages. So I'm hoping that this is going to build the group very large for this experience of the Council of All Being that Metatron has activated for us for the next section of the course.
Wow, that sounds really exciting. That's awesome, guys. So again, take advantage of this. It's basically almost $50 as after you give it to a friend. So again, what a gift. And again, you can access the offer by clicking on the special offer button, go into the marketplace, finding Sarion's picture on there, and adding the product to the cart. So you can, again, you'll start receiving the downloads of the pre-recorded information, and then you'll get access to the live calls once those are available also. And Sarion, you're bringing in some major energy because you're traveling to Bosnia, which you were telling me is one of the largest concentrated energies where Mary Magdalene, was it Mary Magdalene was there?
It was Mother Mary, actually.
Mother Mary,
going
okay.
To Medjugorje is a place where Mother Mary appeared to these children there. And it's become like a site of sacred pilgrimage for a lot of people. It's probably, I think it's like the third most visited site of sacred pilgrimage for Catholics and Christians in Europe. But that particular place is a place where her energies are the most concentrated. Mother Mary has actually been a very close teacher and guide of mine, especially over this last year, and so I was guided to go there and to, well, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I expect I probably will be doing some channeling while I'm there, and we'll see what kind of messages come through.
And again, and you'll have all this information that'll add even more to the courses that you're going to teach, and that's really why I was going there with it. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Guys,
mm-hmm.
Take advantage of the special offer. It's right there for you. And sorry, and with that, let's dive into some more questions from the audience.
Sure.
So let's go here. So let's go to live caller now. Let's see if we've got, we've got a caller on the line from, oh God, you guys are like, all this energy is just popping out of me. I love it when I feel this because all these questions are fantastic. Let's go to Phoenix, Arizona. Telephone number ending in 0944.
Oh my God! I knew I was gonna get picked.
I love it when you guys know that. Who are we speaking with?
My first name is Santoy.
Santoy, what
and
an awesome name!
Santoy, yes, I think so.
I love it. I love it. So, what's your question? And welcome to the show, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I love this show. my question is, I don't know. I've been really like distracted lately. I'm not sure why exactly. Is there any particular message that my guides or God wants me to know?
Okay. Well, I'm feeling the energy of Archangel Michael around you, for one. And I feel that you can attune to Archangel Michael's energy because I feel that there's something going on in your earth connection and your spirit connection where, you know, you're being affected by the increase in the earth energy, which is grounding you more. And you're also being affected, I think, by some of the franticness and the turbulence in your area. So I feel you're very sensitive to that. And you need to just do a little bit of work to ground yourself a little better and to receive some angelic protection for the sensitivities that you have. So the two things I would recommend. One is really connecting in with the earth. You know, go out, sit on the grass, lay on the grass, really connect your heart chakra, your root chakra into the earth, and ground and get connected to that earth frequency. That's going to help stabilize the franticness in your mind and give you another frequency to work within your system so that you're not resonating as much with the energy of other people that are in your field that have that sort of really frantic, distracted energy. At the same time, spirit is coming closer to you. There is more of a connection that wants to occur. And sometimes we don't recognize the increase in light and spirit connection for what it is because there's a bit of a reaction. You know, the ego reacts, the mind reacts. Sometimes a propensity for distraction becomes the way that you avoid to face that spirit connection that is speaking to you and asking for you to, you know, turn your attention towards that connection. So we experience the franticness and the distracted energy, and we feel a bit lost and ungrounded, and we don't realize that we're reacting to something. So call in Archangel Michael's energy and really sit with that energy and allow yourself to be embraced by Archangel Michael's energy. And some of that distracted energy may actually fade away for you very quickly. Now, it does take discipline for you to not go into that focus. But I think that you can also get some support. You know, it's a combination. You can get some support for it coming from spirit by really intently aligning with the angelic presence that's showing up for you so that you can receive what wants to happen in your spirit connection. But then, you know, be aware of when you start to give in to distraction. You know, what are your favorite distractions? Be honest with yourself about what your favorite distractions are so that you can consciously notice what they are when you're engaging in them instead of just flying on automatic pilot. So be honest with yourself about what it is you're doing and then ask the angelic presence, why? What am I avoiding? What am I running away from? I feel that one thing that you can receive that is a real boost for you is to really receive that you are worthy of direct support and direct inner guidance. Because I feel there's a part of you, it's just a part, there's a part of you that doesn't even fully understand how worthy you are to receive such loving support. And that's what I want to see you open up and claim, because that's what's there for you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I think that's exactly what I needed to hear.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, beautiful. What a great message. Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem.
Yeah. I love that you knew that you were going to be picked also, by the way.
Intuitive
guidance. Yeah. That's just awesome. That's awesome. Oh, my God.
Well, John, I would like to... Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Oh, no. If you're guided to do something, let's do it.
You know, I'm feeling, let's open some doorways energetically. I'm feeling there's some information that's flowing in that's really profound for people listening to this, and I think we are going to head in the direction of a little bit of an activation here. So I want to set this up by first saying that one of the things that's coming in, and it's partly because of this super-dimensional field, it's bridging the dimensions together, and it's making it easier for us to experience various forms of spiritual contact one of the things that's coming in is a stronger connection with our galactic family. And this is happening in such a way that's really unique and profound. It's so profound to realize the setup that's actually been a part of our DNA for literally hundreds of thousands of years. Now, some of you listening to this may be a part of a star seed lineage where maybe you have a little bit more extraterrestrial DNA than the average person. However, we all have it. You know, it's part of everyone. Some people have a little more than others, but we are all affected by the presence of galactic beings coming closer to us that we share a genetic resonance with. So we all have some Sirian DNA, we all have some Pleiadian DNA, we all have some reptilian DNA. We all have, some of us have a little bit more of certain kinds than others. But what I became aware of just before this call to a whole other level is that the reason why we were given some of these genetic codes anciently is that we were being given DNA from beings that were integrated with the Merkaba. The Merkaba is the body of light, the universal body of light that is a vehicle for consciousness to travel interdimensionally. You know, for some beings, it is a gateway to travel interdimensionally out of the body. But of course, when the body becomes completely one with the Merkaba, that is when our ascension takes place. I'm not predicting that that's going to happen anytime soon, but there is a plan, and part of the plan is that the resonance of the Merkaba energy is part of our DNA because we were given DNA from beings that had already integrated with this energy. And so now here we are. The superdimensional field is opening up. Galactic contact is starting to take place energetically. And what I would like to invite you to feel now is the presence of the many different Merkabas. Some of these are vast motherships, some of them are smaller, but there are many different Merkabas that are coming closer to us energetically. And being in proximity to these higher vibrational vehicles of light, connecting with them through the superdimensional field, it is actually activating the resonance of our star seed DNA. So our galactic DNA is getting switched on, and the light language codes, the resonance of light language that was also a part of this DNA, is also activating. So I'd like to invite you to feel and receive the presence of that activation through the Merkaba field and allow your star seed DNA to be imbued with more of that connection. The memory of being integrated with a Merkaba vehicle is literally being resurrected inside of our bodies so that we remember that as a code of choice, and we are able to choose to enter into that reality as it is also being offered to us by the Christ presence. There is a convergence of many different codes of consciousness, many different dispensations of energy that are all related to ascension. And in this case, the ascension really begins with becoming aligned with the ascension energy, moving into alignment. Only when enough people have become aligned can the ascension energy reach the whole of humanity in a relational way so that we build a vehicle as one that can begin to carry us into higher vibrations of reality as one. Now there is a core level activation that is taking place from our beloved Archangel Metatron and the Ascended Masters. We would like to extend to you the living presence of this sacred circle that we call the Council of All Beings. It is a meeting place that has been activated within the school of manifestation and within the field of oneness that is awakening inside of your collective DNA and inside of your emerging collective light body. This sacred circle links with your hearts, and it creates an opening for you to receive the resonance of all of the different beings that wish to step into and be a part of this council. All of the galactic emissaries, all of the emissaries, the natural world, the nature spirits, the angels, all of the different forms of lightworker beings that have incarnated here, they are all gathering around this sacred vortex as Metatron is activating us together into a single council. And as human channels that have begun to remember your ability to act as representatives, the various forms of spiritual energy that are showing up to commune with humanity and the earth, as you step into this councilship, you step into your role as conduit, and you become more capable of receiving through the field of the sacred circle the resonance of those beings who have come to have a voice through you. Each one of you can represent any form of group consciousness. And by aligning with this potential in your hearts and minds, you can receive this angelic dispensation from our beloved Metatron, as Metatron is coming to personally activate us as channels. There is a new dynamic in the world. It is a dynamic of unconditional, loving support that extends far beyond what each of you have been raised with. So many of you have come here on divine mission with a sense of mission and purpose, not knowing how to fulfill that, and quite often feeling unsupported in your mission, unsupported by humanity, unsupported by your earthly family. And sometimes you project that story of feeling unsupported onto the angelic realms as well. There are many old stories of separation and abandonment that are coming to the end because there is a rising tide of support coming from your family of light. So to whatever degree you may have believed that you are not supported down here in your physical bodies while on mission, to whatever degree you have believed that you are on a solo mission, that you are alone in your endeavors, we are asking you to give that belief, that story, that illusion over into the violet flame and allow it to be replaced by the spiritual backing of your family of light as our beloved Metatron and the Christ light is now connecting all of you together so that you can feel truly the support that you have in the world for your earthly mission. You are going to experience an increasing and accelerating synchronicity with your family of light so that you will find each other and show up for each other and empower each other on a path of unending miracles. Allow yourself to align with that affirmation. I am supported in my earthly mission. I am supported by my divine mission. I am supported by the divine oneness, my family of light. Just breathe that in and recognize that there may be times when you create from the belief that you are unsupported in this reality. Recognize there may be times when you can let go, recognizing this old belief and releasing it into the violet flame so as to make room for the new reality, the new description of your experience. I am supported in my creative path. I am supported in my divine mission. I am supported by the human family to fulfill my purpose. There is a whole new world coming into being that lines up with those affirmations, and you can begin to choose this now. Why wait? Why struggle any longer than you need to? The support you need is right here, right now. And your beloved guides are dedicated to helping you make the connections to prove to you that this is the paradigm that you are now living in. We thank you all for your courage. And we thank you for your dedication to be present with this planetary process. Right, thank you.
Wow, that was really beautiful. What a great message. And it's not just the message, it's like a facilitation to like let more of that seep into us as well. That's really awesome, yeah. Sarian. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I just felt like there was a little bit of a transmission that wanted to come in from the collective spirit of this energy coming in that is linking us all together in a highly specific way around activating our channels. There's another piece to this work that's opening up as well, and I just want to briefly mention this. I don't feel there's really enough time to go into such an in-depth process with it, but I noticed a few weeks ago a connection with the ancestors opening up as well. And I actually set an intent to allow the ancestors to benefit from the healing that was taking place through my own life experience. And suddenly I got flooded. And I was like, oh, wow, this super-dimensional field is really opening the gateway because there's this tons of ancestors and I'm really feeling their energy. And it was kind of overwhelming at first. But then I created a new channeling space with the guides and a whole new meeting place on the inner planes came into being. I call it the Valley of the Ancestors. And it is like a desert valley under the stars with a violet flame bonfire as a meeting place. And since I did that, I established that as a meeting place where I said to the ancestors, if you want to work with me, then you have to go through the violet flame. That is the meeting place.
Oh.
And so I committed to going there and working with them, but I didn't want to get, you know, have my whole channel flooded with ancestors all the time. I wanted to, you know, create a bit of a structure to this process. And so I've been going there now. And not only have I done all of this healing work with my own ancestors and the violet flame, work that is happening now to a greater degree because of the interconnectedness of the dimensions, I've actually started facilitating other people to do a clearing work with their ancestors in some of the sessions that I do in this meeting space. And it's amazing all of the openings and activations that are occurring through the violet flame, for one, and this increasing connection with our ancestors. Because the doorway between the dimensions is more open now, we can do more meaningful and conscious work with them.
That's really fantastic space to be in. Wow, that's amazing, Sarian. And again, it's the clarity that you know of what to ask for, and it's
And it's funny because it's for me, it feels like for you, it comes through a feeling tone and just the awareness comes in and you stay open without judgment or interpretation. Again, you get into that space of non-duality that we talked about earlier during a call. And that really opens up not necessarily the information to come in always, but it helps you to pose the question or the situation in which the facilitates the information to start coming through. So it's a relationship thing happening again. It's not just a one-way thing or you're just waiting for something to automatically pop into your awareness, even though it might happen like that sometimes. But again, you're having relationship. You're asking particular questions. You're setting your intentions and you're being responded back to.
Yeah. Well, it all really begins with the imagination. And I think people don't realize how important a role imagination plays in this. You know, some people have that filter in their consciousness that says that there's what's real and what's imaginary. And actually, it's really that anything you can imagine is real because your mind creates from the ethereal substance of the very essence and fabric of the universe. You're co-creating with the universe when you imagine. And if you can imagine being a fully realized multidimensional channel, then you can be. If you can imagine merging with the presence of your guides, then you can merge with them. If you can imagine a meeting space like the Valley of the Ancestors, then it can literally become a construct on the inner planes that is sustained by the energy of conscious beings who are holding that construct so that it can be used as a platform for co-creation.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense, Arjan. This is such fantastic, fantastic insights and awarenesses that you're bringing into us and integrations also as you speak. We get to embody more of it as well. It's phenomenal. And again, guys, you have the replay that's going to be available, but you also have the offer that Sarion's put together for BTO through these live classes, through these recorded classes that are available also where he's channeling, teaching you how to channel, teaching you how to access your own divinity within you. That it's just right there, guys. And what a fantastic, fantastic guide for this journey. And again, getting you to step into the awesomeness that you are. So definitely take advantage of that special offer. And again, you can click on the special offer button on the webcast page. It'll take you to our marketplace. When you get to marketplace, click on Sarion's picture. And that'll take you to the product where you can go ahead and check out into the shopping cart. And if you don't see Sarion's picture and for whatever reason, refresh your browser. And Sarion, also the live classes, if people can't attend live, you are going to have them recorded so they can access them afterwards. Is that correct?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So there you go, guys. It's available to you so you can watch at your discretion. You can show up live. Fantastic offer, $97, two payment option, and a 30-day money back guarantee. So absolutely, absolutely dive into that offer, Sarion.
And you can bring a friend.
That's right. And I keep forgetting that. Sarion is offering where you purchase this, you can also give access to a friend. And once you sign up, Sarion's team will send you an email with the information so that you can go ahead and gift that to somebody else or you guys can split it or whatever you're doing to access that program. So I forgot about that, Sarion. And again, that's really generous of you. Thank you for offering that for our community.
Well, it's really a brilliant option because you can, it was Saint Germain's idea originally. This was part of how the whole school of manifestation got started because what he said is that you can, you know, if we do a bring a friend option, then somebody registering can either give a gift, which is participating in the generosity of the school of manifestation, or for people that are, you know, maybe struggling a little bit financially, but they want to participate, then they can maybe invite somebody to gift them into the course. You know, they can tell somebody about the opportunity and promote the course and find somebody to bring them in. Or you can split it. You know, it's really possible, very easy to manifest when you have that kind of flexibility with it.
Fantastic. Awesome, guys. So there you go. It's coming in. And again, that group consciousness is really going to facilitate something and expand it even further. And Sarion is you're the ambassador of this. I love it by this offer. So this is excellent. And like I was mentioning earlier, guys, the replay will also be up in a little while. We'll send out the replay link in an email a little bit later. And you can always access the replays if you, for some reason, can't find the email or you forget. Replays are available at beyondtheordinaryshow.com/replays. And Sarion, excellent call today. Thank you so much for coming in and doing what you do so masterfully and sharing from your heart and giving us all further access into what's available to us. Fantastic, fantastic session today. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. It's really my pleasure and my honor.
Yeah, and all of you guys listening, thank you so much for your participation, for you being on this call, for your commitment to having a relationship, again, with that divinity that's inside of you and for saying that you're ready for more. And it's ready to be received. So, again, you guys are amazing and true light workers. And it's an honor to share this stage with you and to be able to do this and represent you in this way of our speaker. So thank you for all of your energy and your love. And it's with that I send you a huge hug, all of my love, and I look forward to seeing you on the next call. Have a great night.